While New York City continues to develop as a technology center, accessing city data has been a challenge for the public. But today, a new law debuts, Councilmember Gail Brewer's open data law.
What it states is that any database of any agency that is on NYC.gov has to be up in this portal today, which is NYC.gov/data. And the advantage is that it will be in a format that people can utilize. It will not be in a PDF. So if you're interested in the number of homeless, if you're interested in the number of telephone booths, if you're interested in the number of muni meters, number of hotspots in parks, then you can go to this and you can add or change, obviously giving credit to the city of New York, but you can say, okay, I want to know where they are. I want to know how I can add or change in order to do my own research.
The law sets in motion a process that's going to give the public a lot more access to public data.
Gene Rushinoff is with the New York Public Interest Research Group.
In the short run today, they're to provide the kinds of information they've provided in the past, but all at one place, one portal you can go to. For someone who spent a lot of time making Freedom of Information Law requests and waiting months and months, it would be a dramatic change in making the government's data more easily accessible. And I think that's going to make the agencies more efficient. People are going to have ideas. Getting a lot of minds to look at it, making the process more transparent. The law has a lot of potential for the city, and we're committed to monitoring what happens.
Councilmember Mark Weprin from Queens serves on the council's technology committee. He says the open data law is landmark legislation. It makes city government transparent, warts and all, so the public will know where money is going and how policy is being made.
It'll give them access to data from agencies, to forms and to other things that, and programs that they need to get, and they'll all be online. The purpose of the open data law is to use technology to get to the public. The way it was, it's public documents, but you have to FOIL for them. This way, public will have access to them on their home computer or on their local computer in the library and allow people to find out what it is they need from government.
The open data law was 3 years in the making. It provides the council, the public, advocates, research institutions, and reporters with the information they need to analyze and interpret agency data, spot trends, and suggest changes in new policies. Brewer says there will be no security breaches.
There will not be any personal or personnel or any health or security information on this portal. But the issue is it'll be information that I believe that public should have about its own government.
And what's the story with agencies who do not comply, or is there some provision to enable agencies to comply?
Some agencies have very old legacy computers and different kinds of platforms, and it's harder to comply. And DOIT is trying to build a platform that is very sustainable so you can update it. But the agencies who don't have to tell the public, tell the council, and they have to tell us not only now, but they have to tell us for sure by September 9th, 2013.
And finally, this is the strongest law in the country?
Yes, it's my understanding that on the federal level there's an executive order, but that's not a law. So I believe we are the strongest law in the United States, New York City.
And so this is a celebration for you today?
This is a great celebration. For people who believe in government transparency and believe that people need to know about their government and government needs to be responsive, this is a big day.
Councilmember Gail Brewer, former chair of the council's Technology Committee. She now chairs the Government Operations Committee of the New York City Council.